Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
This is the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Touchdown, 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 Georgia.
Now, here are your hosts, two-time All-American punter, Drew Butler.
Drew Butler, leader in the country in punts 49-plus. See if he booms this one. He does. Wow.
And Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, and SEC Championship winning quarterback Jake Fromm.
Flea flicker to get the night started. Downfield looking for Godwin into his hands. And guess which dogs are barking first?
Now, with the latest from around the world of the SEC and college football, it's the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Welcome in to the Punt and Pass Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Butler, joined alongside my co-host, Jake Fromm. Be sure to follow us on social media. We are at Punt and Pass on X and Instagram. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at Fromm Jake. PuntandPass.com, the number one destination for all things college football. Yeah, man. Regular season's wrapped up. We obviously touched on the college football playoffs heavily on Monday's episode. What's going on in the world of college football this week? Well, it's award season. The Heisman Trophy ceremony is Saturday night. We've got the Army-Navy game, America's game, on Saturday afternoon, so we'll touch on that as well. Bowl season is upon us. We'll get into that next week. I've got a few things that I want to get off my chest, so we'll use this podcast episode to do exactly that. We're going to have some fun. Appreciate you tuning in. Rate, review, subscribe on YouTube as well. Jake Fromm. It is a huge week for the Detroit Lions. Some people are saying it's a Super Bowl preview. The Buffalo Bills are obviously the team that drafted you. Now you're with the Detroit Lions. You guys are 12-1. Josh Allen is balling. I am fired up to lock into this game on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be a good week this week playing the Buffalo Bills. But I've been kind of asking my teammates all week, like, hey, you got any leftover tickets? I got father-in-law and nephew coming into town. Is there any way? Man, everybody's using their tickets. Everybody wants to come in because this is going to be a really cool game. Like it, in the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't mean a whole lot. We have our spot in the playoffs. You know, they're not a divisional opponent, but man, they're a good football team. Yeah. They're a good football team, and it's going to be fun to kind of see where we match up. So, I think a lot of people will be tuning in Sunday. I will as well. I'll be there if you didn't know. And it's going to be fun and exciting.
No question about it. Going to be a fun weekend for sure. I love the Army-Navy game. We'll touch on that. It's in Baltimore this weekend. Of course, the Heisman Trophy ceremony is Saturday night. Not sure there's going to be much drama around it. But if you want drama this weekend, the good kind of drama, download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code PUNT when you sign up for Prize Picks. When you play your first $5 entry, win or lose, Prize Picks will put $50 into your account instantly. It is the best. You can pick 2 to 6 players. You can do cross sport entries. And all you have to do is predict that they will go more or less than their stat projections. I'm going to cook up some fun ones this weekend. Tune in on social media at Drew Butler, at Punt and Pass. And I'm telling you right now, download the Prize Picks app. It is so easy to use. It's the best daily fantasy platform in the world. No question about it. Again, use the promo code PUNT, P-U-N-T, PUNT, when you play your first $5 entry. You will get $50 instantly. What better than that to kick off the holiday season? Massive shout out to Prize Picks. Check them out on social media at Prize Picks on social media, prizepicks.com. All right. We'll do a little three and out here, okay? And the first down is going to be a question that I'm going to pose to you, Jake, and it's the grand scheme of the state of college football. Now, look, I know viewership ratings are way up. I know we are extremely fired up for the first round matchups of the college football playoff. Like, it's going to be fun. We're going to have a blast. The 12-team college football playoff, for all the griping that I've done with the rankings and how we've gotten to this point, that's all for naught because we're set up for some really good football. My question to you in the grand scheme of things with the current state of college football, Jake Fromm, is what the hell is going on? And when I say that, I'm looking around social media this week. I'm going back to last week. Now transfer portal is back in the news. Now signing day was 4 days before conference championship weekend, which is just objectively ridiculous. You're seeing things on social media that are saying current players are restructuring deals while they're still in school. Jake, what the hell is going on in college football right now? I don't want to seem like an old man screaming at the clouds, but it's really starting to annoy me because, quite frankly, there is just a massive void of leadership in the great sport of college football.
No, I think I'm so glad you brought it up because, I mean, there is a lot going on in college football, and we kind of get distracted by the games coming up that we forget. Hey, insert yourself as a college football coach here at the moment. Right. You are, one, you just prepare to play in a conference championship game. You're recruiting high school kids. You're trying to appease the guys that you do have and make sure they don't hit the portal. You're also scouting around and watching film with some other guys that may hit the portal that you want to add to your roster. There's just a lot going on. I mean, the equivalent is being in the NFL. It's the playoff, it's the draft, and free agency all at the same time. And there's no scouting department to help disperse some of the work. It's all on the coaches, which is absolutely insane. Now, these guys get paid a lot of money. I get it. That's their job. That's what they signed up for. But man, it's a lot going on. And I don't know what the answers are because of you have to do the high school early intent signing at some point. Like that has to happen before the end of the year.
Yes, so, that's good perspective. That has to happen. You're right.
So I don't know how you change that or how you get around that. That has to happen. Maybe try to delay the transfer portal mess a little bit later. I don't know. But it is a lot, and I'm so glad you brought this up because we need some answers and we need some solutions is what we need.
Yeah, and don't hold your breath because I don't think they're coming anytime soon. No. And this was really brought into the spotlight from friend of the pod. I'm just going to call him that. He's never been on the pod. I've never met him. But he always brings up what's on his mind, and oftentimes it's pretty spot on. That, of course, is Lane Kiffin, head coach at Ole Miss. They had their conference call for the Gator Bowl. Ole Miss is playing Duke in the Gator Bowl. And he said on the conference call, the system is dumb. Quote, the system is really dumb, what coaches are having to deal with right now in college football. This is what he said on the call with reporters. Quote, think about what we're talking about right now or what coach Diaz just had to address, Manny Diaz, the head coach at Duke. Diaz had to talk about a quarterback going in the portal. Just think about what we're talking about. The season's not over yet, and yet there's a free agency window open. Just to your point about the NFL, Jake, he continues, Kiffin does, quote, just think if the NFL was getting ready for the AFC or NFC playoffs, the postseason or whatever, and players are in free agency already. It is a really poor system, but we just try to manage the best we can through it, and hopefully someday it will get fixed. We just try to make the best of situations. It is a really dumb system. He is spot on. It's crazy what's happening in college football right now. Malik Murphy, starting quarterback at Duke, not going to be in the bowl game, going into the transfer portal. That objectively is crazy. I am very pro player. I am. Worked in the NIL industry for 3+ years, helped student athletes monetize and capitalize their name, image, and likeness. Jake, this does not happen in any other sport except college football in the moment, right? And when you talk about a player just up and leaving, I got a game to play, I'm done, I'm out. Castellanos from Boston College, middle of the season, I'm done, I'm out. UNLV quarterback, Sluka, middle of the season, I'm done, I'm out. It is such a poor system. I was driving around today, and I heard my buddy Ben Hartsock on SiriusXM College Sports Radio, and he got into a pretty heated discussion with Nicole Auerbach, his co-host on, I think it's College Sports Today or whatever the show's called. Nicole Auerbach was making the point that, hey, this isn't necessarily a bad system, right? There's a reason we're here. Some student athletes use it in the right way. And I thought Ben brought great perspective to why this is such a bad system for young men. Forget about the football aspect. Forget about getting your bag and capitalizing. I mean, look, I think if you've been listening to this podcast, you probably know where I lean when it comes to that. We all need to get our money. This is America. You do you. But what Ben Hartsock said, Ben Hartsock, I think 15 years in the NFL, Ohio State national champion. He said, let's think about some players. Let's think about a JT Daniels, okay? JT Daniels played for four or five schools in his career, chasing the bag. I think he's into coaching now. Good for him. Obviously, a very bright quarterback, high football IQ. It didn't work out for him. Down the road, if he were to get out of the game of football, where does he go for help? And when I say that, I'm not saying he's going to be in a bad situation. Where does he go back to school? Where does he go in order to maybe get some answers of what do I want to do next? And what I'll say to this is I spent 5 years at Georgia, four and a half at Georgia. Josh Brooks, a very close friend of mine, Josh's first day as a director of football operations, 2008. I was a sophomore. We became good buddies. I'm really happy he's the athletic director at Georgia. Ted White. Everybody loved Ted White. Ted White was at Virginia. Now he's out of college sports, adjacently with some same companies. I still talk to Ted White. If I needed something from Damon Evans, who was our athletic director when I was at Georgia, now he's the athletic director at Maryland, I could call Damon Evans tomorrow. He'd pick up my call. Carla Williams. Carla was number two at Georgia. Now she's the AD at Virginia. I spent 4 years at Georgia. If I called Carla Williams at Virginia, bet you she'd take my call. Bet you she'd be willing to help me out. If I need something from Georgia, I would call Rhonda Kilpatrick right now. And she'd probably pick up and say, Drew, what can I do to help you? What I'm saying is, what are we teaching these 18 to 22-year-olds when they're just bouncing around trying to find money when all of this is extremely finite, Jake Fromm? I don't know if this makes me sound like an old, grumpy man, but with the perspective that I have now as a 35-year-old, with three children and a wife who I've been married to for almost 11 years, like these things matter in that developmental stage and what you're able to gain as a student athlete at any institution, just say for more than 2 years, I had four and a half, more than 2 years, I think is so invaluable and it is completely lost right now, which is quite frankly a shame.
Yeah, I think you're opening up a phenomenal can of worms here. You know, college to me, yes, you know, you're learning. How much do you really remember? But like, I can always go back to the relationships that I had, that I built, still cultivating, you know, to this day. You mentioned Rhonda, right? Yeah. I texted Rhonda a couple days ago. I needed something. She said, hey, absolutely. Here it is. Hey, my baby Luke is so precious. Say hello to Caroline and the fam.
Like, exactly. You fostered that relationship over 4 years at Georgia.
That is awesome. Yeah. You know, and I understand not everybody gets that and not everybody kind of gets those relationships, but man, to be able to be in a position where you need help, you need to reach out to someone, go back. Hey, where's home, right? Where's home? Where is that? We're missing that. And I understand, you know, the money and you're trying to leverage and a lot of these different things, but I miss the days when your word meant something and a handshake meant something, man, but times are different. Times are changing and there's a lot of good, but there's a lot of bad coming with that. And I don't necessarily have the solution sitting right here in front of me. Hey, this is how we need to fix it. Well, I guess I do. I do have the solution. I know what the solution is. And I think, you know, more people turning to Jesus and following Jesus is the solution. Obviously, I can't get everybody on that bandwagon. I would love to. Absolutely. But man, I just, there's some good core principles that are being taught that are not being taught. And I wish they were.
You're totally right. Where is home? And you know, I look back and like that story about Rhonda Kilpatrick, I don't even know what Rhonda's title is now. She's been at Georgia forever. She was like the director of student athlete academics back when I was in school. She has since elevated. She's way up into the athletic department now.
If like, you need anything done, Miss Rhonda, she's the go-to. Done. Yeah.
She's the go-to. If I hadn't graduated and I was, I don't know, down on my luck a couple of years out of college, the first person I'd call was Rhonda Kilpatrick. And you know what she'd tell me? Come back to Athens. Let's get you your degree. Let's help you set the rest of your life up for success. Where is home? I feel like a lot of these kids, because all they see is the almighty dollar, they don't even think about that. And it's really a shame. I'm not saying every school has the same structure as Georgia. Jake, you and I can talk about that firsthand and say we were extremely blessed. I'm more and more grateful every single day for the resources that were available to me when I was in Athens. There's no question about it. But what I'm seeing now, like when you're seeing demands of student athletes saying, like I don't even know if this one was accurate or not, but I saw it on Twitter. Jack Pyburn, linebacker for Florida. He wanted guarantees in his next deal. Go back to what Lane Kiffin's saying. This is stupid. We're out here in the middle of a season still, right? I know it's the end of this season, and I know the transfer portal is open, and I know we have a bowl game to play for, but supposedly, and this is reportedly, so again, don't know if it's true or not, Pyburn wanted $45,000 a month, guaranteed starting position at outside linebacker, guaranteed to play on third downs, which I think is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life, and more snaps in the rotation. He says Florida wasn't willing to agree, so Pyburn has since entered the transfer portal. That is crazy. That's crazy, Jake. Guaranteed to play on third downs? Any NFL coach would laugh you off the team if you said that to them.
Hey, look, this guy, I don't know. I kind of I think this whole thing is borderline kind of dumb. I really do. But I do like where the young man's head is at. Okay. You get paid on third down. Now you get paid by sacks. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So we're playing the Buffalo Bills this week, right? Von Miller plays defensive end for them. He basically plays on third down.
Exclusively on third downs.
Exactly. Because that's the money down, right? That's how he gets paid. So, you know, this isn't just coming out of the blue. There's a rhyme or reason for that. And I get it, you know, like, hey, that young man wants to put up some sack numbers and give himself an opportunity to do that. I get it. I totally do. Just the timing of it, the leveraging. Hey, you can go into the transfer portal as many times as you want.
Yeah. And you know what, like, why wouldn't you put your name into the transfer portal to see what people are willing to pay you? That in and of itself is a huge loophole that allows this perpetual free agency. Dylan Stewart, the absolute rock star defensive end who wreaked havoc all season long. It was reported that he, quote, agreed to a new deal and he will be staying at South Carolina. So I'm sure he went to the coaching staff and to the collective and said, guess what? See all those highlights that I put out there this year? See how it's unstoppable? I'm going to put my name in the portal. What are you going to do about it? And they start scrambling and they say, hey, we can get you $1 to $1.5 million next year and the year after that. And he's like, okay, that will work. There's so much power in the hand of the student athlete, which is not a bad thing. But again, going back to them being 18 or 22 years old, they don't know what's good for them and what's not. Now, I could say $1.5 million, that's pretty good for you, right? Like, we're not going to sit here and say, oh, shame on him. Like, that is using the system to your advantage. But let's think about a guy like Bear Alexander. You know, Bear Alexander quit on USC, Southern Cal, halfway through the season. He hasn't been playing. He's shopping himself. Hell, he might end up back at Georgia. I have no idea, okay? But this guy is bouncing all over the place. Why wouldn't you just be somewhere and try to continue to be developed? We didn't even get into signing day being right before conference championship. That's stupid. Yep. It's the whole system is so dumb. I totally agree with Lane Kiffin. And the worst part is I don't know how you fix it. Really, the only way is to collectively bargain. And I don't know how you get there with 50,000 18 to 22 year olds.
Yeah, that is definitely coming next is a, you know, college football players union. What the structure of that looks like, I have no idea. A bunch of young men out there are going to be having to pay dues. You're like, oh, why is this coming out of my check? Well, if you, you know, are represented by the union, you sign up for that, you have to pay dues. So, you know, and then kind of, you know, like the NFL, you collectively bargain, you know, you have a deal for 10 years. Well, what happens if you're making demands you don't like the deal? Are you willing to sit out and not make money for that fall? I mean, look, it's a huge can of worms. The more and more we go down this road, the more the structure is going to kind of emulate the NFL kind of private business. And before you know it, man, there's going to be ownership, basically groups of college football teams and universities, people buying in. And I don't know. I just don't know how I feel about that today.
No, I totally agree. I mean, just to kind of move on, but discuss where college football is heading. Huge news breaking late Wednesday that Bill Belichick, 6-time Super Bowl champion, is going to be the next head coach at North Carolina. That's right, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Quote, Chapel Bill, as they're saying it, is going to be the next head coach at the University of North Carolina. It's also being reported that Michael Lombardi, longtime executive in the NFL, he's been a host on VSiN, a channel that I watch a ton. Lombardi's leaving VSiN. He's going to go be Bill Belichick's GM. Now you have a 6-time Super Bowl champion, a longtime NFL executive, as the head coach and the general manager of an ACC football program. Now, let me tell you one thing. For all of these dumbass, quote-unquote, agents that think they're going to go and try to shake down Bill Belichick and Michael Lombardi, these guys are going to laugh circles around you. You think Michael Lombardi is willing to pay a backup guard $100,000 to stay on your roster? GTFO. No chance. You think Bill Belichick's going to get on a plane and go recruit kids? Absolutely not. He's going to say, you get on down here. We'll have a discussion. We'll talk about our quote-unquote salary cap, what we're willing to pay you. Like, that is about to be as professionalized as any structure throughout a Power Four college football program next year. Fascinating. Do I think it'll work out? Probably not. But that is where college football is heading. It's really shocking, jarring to see Bill Belichick going to coach the Tar Heels. Come on, man. That's crazy.
No, it exactly is. I mean, could be the really good or really bad. I don't know what the recruiting plan, structure, pitch, have no idea what that is going to look like, what it's going to entail. I don't know. I mean, could they just go explicitly, hey, we're talking money because that's the only thing anyone cares about anymore. Hey, this is what we got. You either like it or you don't, but man, we're going to, I don't know, get you to sign some early commit forms and, you know, you're going to break out of your contractual agreement. I have no idea. There's going to be some kind of trick up the sleeve. I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's going to be a very interesting model to see, because if it works, obviously people will emulate it. If it does not work, you know, I don't know what the next best model. I mean, obviously, we know what the model looks like. Watching Georgia football right now, that seems like to be a pretty dang good model to emulate.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that.
But I don't know what the model he is going to go through, and I honestly can't wait to see it.
I guess I'm shocked as to, like, what is that entire situation going to look like? Like, Bill Belichick is now the head coach at UNC. I don't know. We can dive into that at a later day, but it's breaking news. I definitely wanted to touch on it. Bill Belichick named the new head coach at UNC Chapel Hill. Michael Lombardi, longtime NFL executive, will be his GM. I'm going to keep tabs on that, see how that is going to roll out. What coaching staff is he going to put together? I saw it was reported that Belichick handed a 400-page manifesto to UNC, essentially saying it's either this way or I'm not coming. It was reported that maybe he was trying to angle for his son Steve to be like the coach in waiting for whenever Belichick would maybe jump to another NFL opportunity. Spencer, our producer, saying he officially signed a 5-year deal. Is he going to have to see out that 5 years? What would it look like if he wanted to go and coach the New York Giants or XYZ? I don't know. Highly interesting. Highly interesting.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Okay, let's dive into second down. I guess we're on second down. Maybe there was a penalty on first down. We're backed up.
Yeah, there might have been.
We're on second down now. Heisman Trophy is coming up this Saturday night. The four finalists, as we mentioned on Monday, Travis Hunter from Colorado, Ashton Jeanty from Boise State, Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback from Oregon, and Cam Ward, the quarterback from Miami. It doesn't look like there's going to be much drama. Hunter is the way out front odds-on favorite, minus 2,500 to win the Heisman Trophy. Ashton Jeanty at plus 1,000. Dylan Gabriel at plus 25,000. Cam Ward plus 25,000. To break that down into layman's terms, you'd have to bet $250 just to win $100 on Travis Hunter to win, which the odds makers are telling you it's most likely going to happen. Thoughts? Anybody should have been there that's not? Do you think Ashton Jeanty should be getting some more love? I don't know if you've seen Cam Ward's stat line. It is highly impressive. But what Travis Hunter's doing, he won the Paul Hornung Award. I'm sure he'll be maybe a two-way first-team All-American. He was second in the Big 12 in receiving yards. He had like four or five interceptions. He did not come off the field. Even going back to a Hines Ward, a Champ Bailey, a Charles Woodson, those guys did not play as many snaps as Travis Hunter.
Phenomenal player, great athlete. Honestly, I think this is a lot of testament to his cardio and being able to do that at high elevation in Colorado. Honestly, I feel like that would kind of go unnoticed of just how impressive that would be. I still believe this is Ashton Jeanty's Heisman. I think it should go to him. To me, this has always been a stat line type of award. To me, relatively, he had the best stats. He's going to break the rushing all-time record in a single season. Next game he plays. I don't know. To me, it's his award. I get it. I feel like the media has pushed this Travis Hunter narrative. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a great player, deserves all the flowers that he gets. But to me, this is Ashton Gentry's award.
All right, another – and you know what? I like that you're sticking with that. You've been saying it for the past couple of weeks. It makes a lot of sense. I was driving around today, as I said earlier, but I heard Rick Neuheisel, former head coach, longtime college football head coach, talking about the Heisman Trophy Award, and he said, we missed a huge opportunity. And I was like, where's he going with this? He goes, why is the Heisman Trophy only inviting four people? Are they short on seats? Is the venue too small? And I was like, what is he talking about? And he said, they are omitting a certain student athlete who should have gotten a Heisman invitation, whose stat line warrants a Heisman invitation, whose team's season and success certainly would put him in the Heisman conversation. And he mentioned Army quarterback Bryson Daly. Army, 11-1, their only loss to Notre Dame. Notre Dame, of course, in the college football playoff. Let's go over Bryson Daly's stats. Yes, Army is an option team. 264 carries, almost 1,500 yards, 29 touchdowns. He also threw for almost 1,000 yards and had 8 passing touchdowns, only 1 interception. Army had an incredible year. They're playing, of course, again this weekend. They won the American Athletic Conference in their first year in a conference because they were an independent. And what Rick Neuheisel said is we missed a huge opportunity. Two, one, invite Bryson Daly as a Heisman finalist. His stats certainly warrant at least a conversation. Then you would have had an amazing visual. As soon as the Army-Navy game ended on Saturday, you would have seen Bryson Daly get into his cadet uniform, right? Like his show uniform, as they have to do as West Point cadets. They probably would have put him on a Black Hawk helicopter right there in Baltimore and choppered him straight up into Manhattan, probably near that bad boy in Central Park, whisked him up to the Heisman ceremony. He sits there with his head coach. Rick Neuheisel is saying, what an amazing advertisement that could have been for our service academies. What an amazing moment for the game of college football to show if you go to a service academy and you take your team to a conference championship and you win 11 games and only lose one to a college football playoff team, you will have the chance, right, to be a Heisman finalist. And if you go back to the glory days of West Point Army, I mean, they've had Heisman winners in the past. I thought to myself, that would have been incredible to see Bryson Daly there in his cadet uniform next to the other Heisman finalists. I thought Rick Neuheisel had a great point.
No, I love that take. I think it's a great take. And you know what? Me being a citizen of the United States, I would love for my taxpayer money to go towards that Blackhawk him up to New York, man. Like, I'd love that. That would be sick. That would be awesome. And, you know, pulling up his stats, he's very deserving of that. 37 total touchdowns.
It's crazy.
One interception.
Yeah. Dude, they went 11-1. They went 11-1.
That's a crazy stat line. You know, if we can keep going, I mean, Shador Sanders should probably have an invite as well. He's throwing the ball to Travis Hunter. I mean, go back to 2020 with Mac Jones and Devonta Smith, right? Both of those guys were there at the ceremony. So, there's more people that could be there. Obviously, it really only comes down to two, maybe three guys of who it's really going to. But I think it's a cool and very neat experience for a lot of people who are deserving to at least go experience that, be at the ceremony, because you'll never have that opportunity again.
No, that would have been really, really cool. They usually do that now, I think, at Columbus Circle. It used to be at the Downtown Athletic Club there in New York. But assumingly, Travis Hunter is going to win the trophy. He is a finalist for the Chuck Bednarik Award, which is for the best defensive player in the country. He's a finalist for the Biletnikoff Award, which is for the best wide receiver in the country. He is a finalist for the Maxwell Award, which is Player of the Year. And he won the Paul Hornung Award already. So an incredible season. There's no doubt about it. Travis Hunter, probably your Heisman Trophy winner. When you look at some of those stat lines, Cam Ward, I don't know if I'm supposed to say it, but that's who I voted for the finalist of, or the winner of the Davey O'Brien Award. Let me see if they announced. Yeah, the finalists were Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, and Dylan Gabriel. I actually voted first for Cam Ward, second for Shedeur Sanders, and third for Dylan Gabriel. Jalen Walker was named the Buckus Award winner earlier on Wednesday. I think that's for the best linebacker in the country. Yep. And I saw a nice little stat here. Let me pull it up.
N'Kobe Dean and Roquan Smith, both also winners of said award.
The Dogs have played for or won a national title in each of the last three seasons that they had a Buckus Award winner. So
that's sick.
Good sign there for Georgia as they enter in to the college football playoff with a Buckus Award winner on their team. Brett Thorson is a Ray Guy Award finalist. I hope he wins it. Sounds like his season is done with that knee injury, but he had an incredible season punting the football for Georgia as well. Any others jump out to you? Caleb Downs, who went to Mill Creek High School right here in Gwinnett County. You know, I'm a G County guy. Caleb Downs started at Alabama. Now he's at Ohio State. He's a finalist for that Bednarik Award, Defensive Player of the Year. Little side note, Caleb Downs' mom, Tanya Downs, was my math teacher in high school.
Oh, dang. How about that? Pretty cool. Small world. Yeah. And then they have the defensive tackles lineman from Michigan. I mean, he's up for almost every other defensive award, I believe, that there is. Best lineman, best interior defensive lineman, best defensive player award. I mean, he's up for a lot of them.
Absolutely. Army Navy, you fired up to watch the game this weekend? Are you going to tune in? I mean, Saturday you guys will be kind of out and about, but it's just such an awesome celebration of the country, of college football. I think President-elect Trump will be there. Again, it's in Baltimore. I have not been. My brother-in-law is going this weekend, so I'm excited to hear his thoughts. My good buddy and damn good dog, Clint Bowling, he's been the past couple of years. He's not going this weekend. He said it's awesome. He goes up there with some former West Point guys. He's like, dude, they are all about it. This is a huge, huge weekend for both Army and Navy grads. I hope to get up there one year soon.
Yeah, no, I would love to go to the game as well at some point, you know, in my life and experience that. I think the pageantry of the whole game is really cool, really neat. And it's really cool just to see two, you know, rivals get after it on the big stage, prime time. Everybody's tuning in, everybody's watching. You get nothing but the best. And especially this year, both programs. Very, very good.
Yeah, they had incredible seasons. Army's a 6.5-point favorite. The total is 39.5. Historically, this game always goes under. I think the one year it's gone over, it went to like three overtimes. So probably lean under. I do like Army as well. Last bit of breaking news here. Georgia just released their schedule for next season. Shall we go over it? Opening at home against Marshall, then against Austin Peay. Tennessee. At Tennessee, September 13th, that's week three. Then they get a bye week. Then you host Alabama on September the 27th. Kentucky at home, October 4th. At Auburn, October 11th. Home versus Ole Miss, October 18th. Bye week, then Jacksonville for the Florida game. At Mississippi State, November 8th. Home versus Texas on November the 15th. Then you wrap things up with Charlotte at home on November 22nd. And then you're in Atlanta in Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Georgia Tech on November 29th. So if you're a season ticket holder, you've got Alabama, Kentucky, Ole Miss, Texas coming to Athens along with Marshall, Austin Peay, and Charlotte.
Dang. A lot of people probably booking Airbnbs like right now, pronto. Dude,
I think my sister-in-law is getting married on November the 15th, which is the Texas game.
Did you tell them that it's ball season, Coach?
I did. I did tell them that. And that request fell on deaf ears. So I'm going to be in the wedding. I will not be in Athens, it seems.
No, but you will be watching the game on your phone. So
that is a fact. Yeah, November 15th is the date. So
tell me, I mean, Did they just flip the gauntlet from last year? I mean, do you have to kind of do the home and home, you know, the home and away deal with that for 2 years? How does that work?
I believe that is true. And then the dates and the scheduling, which was just released on SEC Network, that comes out based on, you know, whatever calculations or structure that they have. And then your non-conference games, like an Austin Peay, a Marshall, like I think the Marshall game was announced before this past season even started, that would be the home opener. You know, your Charlotte's going to fill in on that late season weekend, and then Austin Peay is in that second game. So yeah, I think they just fit the non-conference in as they usually do on those weekends where the lesser opponents usually play the Power Four teams. And then when it comes to the conference games, I think that's just all up to the league office.
Huh. Interesting, man.
But some more breaking news. Jeez, this is quite the podcast we have going on here. West Virginia reportedly is finalizing a deal to have Rich Rodriguez come back and be their head coach of the Mountaineers.
West Virginia.
Yes. So Rich Rod making his way back to Morgantown, West Virginia. That's, of course, when West Virginia got on the big rise. They had all those elite athletes. They were one of the first teams to really run the RPO zone read. Pat White, Steve Slayton, Pac-Man Jones, all those dudes. Pat McAfee was on those teams.
Dang, yeah. Well, yeah, there's some dudes up there, huh?
There you go. So anything we didn't touch on?
Spence just said KJ Jefferson transferring back to Arkansas. So
where was he at this past season?
UCF.
Oh, that's right. Wow, dude. I mean, okay. Yeah. Well, news breaks. It's fast and furious. That is the state of college football as it stands right now. Seventh year of eligibility. I did send you guys that amazing graphic because you kind of fall into this. Thank you.
Oh, I saw that today as well.
This is unbelievable. If you're sticking around with us on YouTube, if you're not, you need to go to YouTube right now, youtube.com/puntandpass. Go to the end of the episode. You'll see this graphic. It is crazy. Trevor Lawrence, his senior year of high school at Cartersville High School was 2017. Then he spent 3 years at Clemson. His rookie year was 2021 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's still in the NFL, obviously, slated to play for the Jaguars again next year in 2025. Cam Rising, Utah's quarterback. His senior year of high school was also 2017, the same senior season as Trevor Lawrence when they were in high school. Cam Rising started at Texas in 2018. Then he transferred to Utah in 2019. In 2020, he was at Utah. In 2021, he was at Utah. In 2022, he was at Utah. In 2023, he was at Utah. In 2024, quarterback at Utah. 2025, he is eligible to return for yet another season of college football. Probably would be at Utah. That is a crazy graphic. Thank you, Spencer, for having that ready to roll. That's great. That's college football in a nutshell.
That is. I mean, that's a long time. How many degrees do you have? Is it a law degree if it's not? But you kind of get to the fifth year and you're like, hey, let me just, you know, BS some classes, some credits. And then you're like, uh-oh, I may have to stay. And then you're like, this is surely the last year. Let me just BS some classes and some credits. Surely this is it. BS some class. Like,
yeah. Well, here, and I'm not going to, because we're going to wrap this podcast up. I told you guys it'd be around 30 minutes. We're a little bit over that right now. But with the lack of leadership and with no regulations or guardrails around college sports, and with the NCAA seemingly being a dying entity, in this world of NIL, where some student athletes are making boatloads of money, million, $2 million, whatever it might be, across any sport, there's gymnasts who are making tons of money in real NIL because they actually do have name, image, and likeness recognition. Who's to say the NCAA suddenly can tell Livy Dunn, you have to go? She can go, I will take your ass to court. You have no jurisdiction over me to say I can't stay here and continue making money. She can remain an eligible student athlete. Who can tell her she can't leave when her biggest value is while she is, you know, I'm just using college. This for conversation's sake. While she's in college, while she's a student athlete at LSU. Yeah. So that could be the next iteration of a college athletics lawsuit. Just a little thought for you to chew on over the weekend. So,
yeah.
All right. Talked your head off. It's what I do best.
Like it.
I think you brought some really good stuff to the table today as well, Jake.
Thanks. No Thanks, man.
No, you locked in. You definitely locked in.
Hey, we got to it. Speaking of lawsuit, man, I would love to either go over it with you at some point, you know, over the next week. Yeah, we can talk about it together and then maybe on the show, because there's a lot I'm learning about this lawsuit. And I think it'd be an interesting topic to talk about. It's like a lot of people would want to know kind of what's going on.
You talking about the House settlement?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could definitely dive into that because you are, without question, a top five quarterback who was not able to take advantage of the NIL rules. And you are in the time frame of the 10-year back pay in which billions of dollars will be repaid to student athletes. So we should dive into that. I think that'd be a really good podcast topic. No question about it. Be sure to follow us on social media. We are at Punt and Pass on X and Instagram. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at From Jake. Huge shout out to Prize Picks, our presenting sponsor. Check me out on social media this weekend at Drew Butler on both X and Instagram at Punt and Pass. I'll be putting up my Prize Pick slips, getting ready for the holiday season. There's no better way to do it. Download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code PUNT. You play your first $5 entry, you get $50 instantly. Check them out on social media at Prize Picks on socials, prizepicks.com. Again, that's the promo code PUNT. Tell a family member, tell a friend, and puntandpass.com. Why not? Jake, anything on the way out, brother?
No, man. Said it all. It's a good pod.
I did say it all. You are exactly right about that. Spencer, thank you so much. Jake, have an awesome game this weekend. Going to be so fun to watch. Everybody, enjoy the weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday. See ya.
Yep.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.